我现在种它是种给它，现在收这个你再见我先别见的，见他你也不晓得种它去，也不要嘞，肯定的，那不应该这边。老几见我先别见的，他肯定说的啥？别这边他念缘呢，种在花里，这念缘呢，种在有没得。
So we have been studying Dukkha of Buddhist tenets and Dukkha and Tha. It's quite significant. Dukkha means established through reasoning, and Tha means the final point, final philosophical point that you come to or arrive at.After thorough analysis of four points. So we have been studying Dukkha or school of thought, Buddhist school of thought. So if you have, arrived at some conclusion about the nature of reality and so on, so you can say that you have your own Dukkha or established perspectives.
当然的，这个感觉是新浪里啊，可能这个呢，大约为啥？你不得，人家的个人偏图，个人进来要，我呢在个人的带领，把这个他突破掉了，那人家见他突破的，跟他突破是一条路的。
So as you spend time reflecting on reality out.Reality of external phenomena and the reality of internal phenomena or inner phenomena, and spending time reasoning about the true nature of outer reality and inner reality, and you have come to the final point, the final established perspective about these two kinds of reality.You could say you have arrived at your own established perspective.
That the normal, normal people talk to the, is it about ni da lam ta si ni, jibu gu ni se do si ni da, sungyore.
Buddhism presents its perspective about things in two ways. First, base reality.Or ground reality, and the ground reality is covered under two truths, conventional truth and ultimate truth. And the second thing is path, path, spiritual path towards nirvana or Buddhahood, is covered by path of wisdom and path of compassion.Or resourcefulness, and then as you follow the path, you arrive or you reach your destination, and the destination is the state of a Buddhahood marked by physical form and a spiritual form or Dhammakaya.
Da, je dhamma ni se dhamma dela so do shivu sinchen dhamma yin sanji kada ya popa la dhamma yin dewe dhamma chik ta ya kada shi konang ngowe chane dhamma yin ba shi ke dhamma ni yo dhamma la dhamma dhamma singe dhamma dhamma ka ni yo
dhamma la ka ni yo
so do shivu ngol dhen chi popin ngol dhamma yin dhamma yin dhamma chik che she rongji kurang toni ta tu bi dhamma ji, dhamma ni, that's your words, dhamma kurang ji bo, dhamma cha ni.
So with regard to the truths, true truths, there are conventional truths. Conventional truths are real truths for ordinary beings or non-transcendent beings, but things like the pen, for example,is a truth for non-transcendent beings, but for Arya beings or transcendent being, what ordinary beings see as truth is not a truth but a false or unreal truth, if you like. And then secondly, there's another truth called the ultimate truth, which by its very nature is true through and through, no matter how much you examine that doesn't change, and therefore it's called ultimate truth.
Da so so shebyun go ne den pobe we jinbe yin be deba de la sanji ge deba jisu ma be.
With regard to things, with regard to truths that are true for ordinary beings, but not true for transcendent beings, Arya beings, Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths. Okay, the Four Noble Truths, the truth of suffering, truth of origin of suffering, true path, and true cessation. These, Geshe-la says, are truths for ordinary beings, but not for Arya beings.
Shetani kaza den tombi ki denpa singendela ane pa ta momo dan rangi ki koni jene jenta tupa dela den tombi denpa rangi ki denpa tosungu yore.
Buddha says an ultimate truth is a truth because its nature doesn't change from falsehood to truth and so on. It is timeless, seamless at all times. It is the underlying principle behind all phenomena. So that is it's called Brahma, Satya in Hindi or Sanskrit, which means the ultimate truth.
Ta zum ta demba de chene zumba de la kudzum demba se da kud ka na chedan ka no ne mintim bi ge demba zumba chek ta no ne mintim bi zumba de la ane ta chedan so so shiwi ge nge shi ge zumba de so so shiwi ge ma to je ya pobi ge ane papa toba tsamjigi ane ko zumba ge tonge ya papa tona ya zumba ge mini be ya ninji meji tomba ni to ge ko za shi ge zumba ge to ge 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 ane hone mi te bi zumba ka su sumi wa re
sa ge ja ta de anang ne me te mu sumu sumi wa re zumba tamba ka re
zumba tombo de so so shi wo rang pa ni su ko rang zumba ton ne ge
tong tong de ge
ge tong ne ge zumba chi
ban ban ge shi ne me lo ro ba
ta de ka za ku ge
ラレ。で、ジェロ。ラレ。で、の、で、せなた、ジムズ、ずっとずんばかんてんだ。自転用だ、テレビでずまいば飛んでやけた。ずんばかんがで、ずまちけ。なん。だ、で、まいばポピ。パパ、おにまとべ、ポピで、ずまいば飛んで、でばじたわ。とにまとべ、パパよれば。よれ。なす。とにまに、単純に言うじゃやまた。なす。
え、なの。あ、トニーまたパフェゲ。ズンバトンにね。ズンバトンにね。ちょっとトンにね。ね、ま、ちっち。あ、パパとお願いズンバちっち。なの。ね、ま、してたわ。なの。あ、インジメジトニトビコザルマトンとにべでズンバち。お、でにじでズンバソミオレス。スタチルチタレ。けど、あ、ズムニベでてるわけじゃ、てんばしで。でもじたわ。うん。あ、ズンバで。あ、ズンバで。
So now, with regard to Dzumba, means Jeffrey Hopkins, you know, the celebrated translator, he uses the word truthful concealer. Truthful concealer, most other translators use conventional truth or relative truth. And anyway, with regard to unrealities, okay, let's say with regard to unreality, therefore false, there are three things. There are certain falsities that even ordinary beings can understand as false, not real. Secondly, there are certain false things that even when you become an Arya being, you still don't understand. And for that, okay, then there are certain falsities which only Arya beings who understand emptiness can gauge, can see a thing as false. So there are three levels of falsities or false or unreal truths.
That is the money. Then it tell a table, cook gambi, lump tashi ni somebody.
So anyway, the point here is we are talking about the two truths, conventional truths and ultimate truths. So these two truths cover all things that exist throughout universe. And so these two truths are the ground reality on which you build up your perspective. So on the basis of two truths, then you also establish the two types of path, the path of wisdom and the path of compassion or resourcefulness.
가르치니 람타지니 송고야르스나 이거를 점발을 점백이 말하고자 땅 점발을 점백이 뭔가 예와때 당하지 미지기 통통 매자 그걸 때 된 통행의 탑다 싫어 탑 느리지기 또 싫어 느리지기 년도에 또 그랬으니 탑뒤 냉해 로드 동해 로드 느리지기 제국 됐던 땜바인자 다시 미성을
So why not teach more than two paths? Why not talk about four paths and so on? Buddha subsumes all Buddhist paths into two, part of wisdom and part of compassion, or tap means resourcefulness or ingenious resourcefulness. Why there's a dichotomy of two paths? There is a dichotomy of two paths because the base reality has two aspects, a false reality and an actual reality. And these two realities are approached by two distinct awarenesses or awarenesses on the part of the practitioner.
Gipa kari dendirisina ta ige demba memba la demba no bengoni ti nam shu bengoni shawang yemba la shu lo ge se shawang yemba la shu na ti je ba ba ge ka sa ta ne song da ko be ge ma de re ne song la so be ko be ge ma de ne ta de la yo tro be ta de la ane a ka sa ta su mi de de la tro be ta su ba la de ne je ba de ane ku ane jambe ng ku chi ku tan ane je ne ku zu ku se to ne de se I to ku le
so what is the underlying purpose underlying purpose of teaching true truths as ground reality and the two paths as path reality. Why? The underlying reason to teach in this way is to wake people up from the slumber of ignorance about the true nature of reality, and to tell people, to advise people, to educate the faithful that what they consider as truth, and therefore cling to it, become attached, is not in fact so true as they believe to be. Things are not what they seem to be. So don't be deceived by the outer facade of a real truth behind conventional relativity or relative truths. To wake people up from this ignorance, Buddha taught the true truths, because if we don't wake up to this, then we consider something that's not really true to be true, and then we make wrong choices in our action, in our decision, and the actions that follow wrong choices invariably end up being negative actions, unwholesome actions, and unwholesome actions inevitably lead to unpleasant physical or mental or physiopsychological experiences life after life. To cut through this and to wake up, to wake people up from these slumbers, Buddha taught the two truths and the two paths, so that they may then reach the ultimate two states of Dhammakaya for oneself and Rupakaya for the self of others.
On the Demba read the Mobodo, Demba the point, Aja Ketchamber. Then another chick drawing the Nanga combat potage in notch and Lanza Redo and Sal Redo in the Yungu. The Kalichason, Piggy Redo, Jinsen Seo Yapo Mashiba, did you make it that come when a combat the Yapo Mato, when a Mato big Ongi, Rizmari Mato, Haku, Rigmarova. So the Tomaina, Rigmar, Demba the Mato make a Korriva.
Understanding and knowing truth is critical behind every decision and actions that follow decision. And even it is applicable to simple human activity or for walking on the path. And people trip. People trip because they have failed to see an object that would cause them to trip. They didn't think there was this object. And not seeing that, not knowing that there's an object that would cause them to trip, they do trip and they fall and they hurt themselves. So even to this level of a mundane existence, knowing what is on the ground reality, has far-reaching implications on how you perform mentally and physically.
That daily duality, when you pay now, Kumar Rajin, Kumar Chhipi, that day, when that duality, when we social, that daily, yeah, then come the Neda Raya, daily, just like Neda Maran, that then come the Punyong Gaya, just, then you, Jumba, you, Momba, you, Yonga, that, when Kumar, then this, then, that the Yonga, the Samba, that, you, when the Temple Thorn, that, the Jagmar, that. The Maton or the middle, the Kakojimari, and the change is the big book on the court. This genre.
For example, people who commit all kinds of crimes, from petty crime to murder to corporate crime, they commit crime, although they know it's illegal. But they somehow think they could get by, dodge the system. And if I do this, this wouldn't be, nobody would see it, and therefore I would get by and I would get a quick buck or the quick result. And people commit all kinds of crime, ultimately on the basis of not seeing the true nature of their action and the consequences that their actions would have, farther down the track. And it could be ignorance of law, and ultimately it's ignorance about of the true nature of self and the true nature of object coveted by self, and being confused about the true nature of self and the true nature of things and people coveted by self, one becomes blinded by desire, envy, and so on.
That's indeed. Yé dénba nyipi dhé, nénggá dhé, yabó tóngé mgó né, dén tóng ná, méné tátú dhé rángi tát, tátá rá méndé bhé gé, dhéngá tsáng tán xé bhé, xé wé, rábdhé, róté né sá ná dhéngá tátú bá xé wé, xé wá chík tán, yé dén bhé zhé né, dhéwá tátú bá dhé dhé bhé, nyipa yé dhé bá xé wé, ní, ní dhé wé ké ní, bó tó chú ré zhé.
So, if we come to realize the nature of our true truths, conventional truths and ultimate truths, we would fare well on the path of wisdom and the path of compassion. And the truth, these are, the true wings for our consciousness to soar to the state of our Buddha, where you have achieved your ultimate purpose of timeless state of happiness, physical and spiritual happiness, and by way of attaining Dharmakaya. Dharma here refers to truth. Kaya means a body of truth, and that body of truth is the ultimate truth. Having cognized, having realized the ultimate underlying truth, your consciousness wakes up to the expanse of ultimate truth, and whereby you would never suffer any pain at all. So, personally speaking, you have fulfilled your own purpose. Speaking altruistically, such a consciousness which has woken up to Dharmaka, to the true nature of reality, which is as vast as the whole space, you become an inexhaustible fund of spontaneous service for all other living beings, driven by compassion. That wisdom, driven by compassion, would return to the world to work for the world.
Oh yeah. So, Rambe Thadu said, Rani ki juji misi ki mungpa mali pa seva. Seva ki mungi, seva tela, Rambe Thadu seva re.
So, Rangdin Tartu means ultimate full sense of self-fulfillment. Ultimate sense of self-fulfillment refers to total extinction of ignorance by the light of wisdom, and whereby, your mind has become one with the true nature of reality, and therefore has totally extinguished ignorance.
The mishibe mumba maliba se yondi sewa sewa sene dikala ani jenla ani kasata jenji dunga nawala so bi jenge ne ro che ni ba chasong demba yena jenden tatu se gorata.
Now that you have totally consumed your ignorance through the power of all wisdom, the light of all knowledge and wisdom, you are in a power of, you are in a position of strength, and that wisdom, that consciousness which has woken up to the true nature of reality, doesn't stay in the state of all Dhammakaya just for themselves. Now that same consciousness is driven by compassion. Driven by compassion, that consciousness, understanding Dhammakaya, which has Dhammakaya, then looks for ways to help other people.
Then at that Sera mewe kapa nge, ne ye denpa nyi le, denpa nyi po tingi, nesan ten tong tong de pe le saa ro, ta shetan nga de le saa ya. Tele cha te, do dewe denpa nyi, nesan tong tong de kari kaa ya. Tele cha, sen zo mewe nesan denpa nyi, nesan tong, nesan hajan kare kawo re. Sen zo mewe denpa nyi, nesan le cha, roji bewe denpa nyi, nesan de kari kaa ya. Denpa nyi, nesan tong ma, ta tu tong ya. Rōjī bālē chāng tā tāngjī bīgī dēmbā nīgī nāngyā tōng tāng dē dēwē chāng tā kālē kāyō dē dē chāgu yā. Dēn yī tā tōmbū tōng bīgī dēmbā nīgī nē tōng tōng bīgī tōng 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 dē dīgī rō nā chī yā 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 lō chēr chēr yā lō sēr 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 chār mīshī bī mōmbā dē sēr 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 dō chēn yā rō gīn tā tū gīn tāngjī bīgī tā wā dē nē tōng tōng yī chē tā tōng rā mā dē tā chī tō shī yōng yō rē.
So, as you know, there are four schools of Buddhist thought. And each of these schools presents three things: ground reality, true paths, and true state of enlightenment. Now, with regard to the true truths, which are the ground reality, the kind of ground reality presented by the Vaishika school, the first school, the Vaishika school, is relatively easy to relate to because it's at our level kind of thing. We find it easier to relate to what they're saying about the true truths. Compared with that, the true truths presented by the school of Sutra or Swachandrika school is slightly deeper, a more philosophical kind of nature, therefore relatively harder to understand and to understand what they're talking about. Still, when you compare the true truths of the second school against the true truth presented by Chitramatra or the mind-only school, then the mind-only school has the true truths and the perspective about the true truth by the mind-only school is much, much deeper and highly philosophical in nature, and quite abstract. That they are abstract is no reason to shun them on the grounds of difficulty. Then, if you compare the notion of true truths of the mind-only school against Sapatantrika Madhyamika school, the second highest school, then the true truths presented by the mind-only school seem somewhat coarse and rough. However, if you compare the notion of true truths between the true Madhyamika schools, Savatantrika Madhyamika school and the Prasangika Madhyamika school, the true Madhyamaka schools, then these scholars perceive a big gap in the presentation of the true truths by the true Madhyamaka schools. And the point I'm trying to make is, each of Buddhist schools presents three things: ground reality, path, and true and Buddhahood. And with regard to the ground reality, each talks about the true truths. And although it would be ideal to just understand the true truths presented by the high school, to appreciate the true truth presented by the high school, it pays a lot to understand the concepts of true truths by the lower school, for they are important stepping stones. Due to differences in the presentation of two truths by the Buddhist schools, differences also emerge in the profundity of the path of wisdom and the path of compassion, or path of method and wisdom. And because there is a difference with regard to the paths, then the final result gained by a spiritual practitioner also differ greatly with regard to being able to or unable to present final distinctions of the two kayas, Dhammakaya and Rupakaya. Let me give an example. The first two schools, Vaibhashika and Sautantrika, they believe in external reality, external phenomena, and they believe that external phenomena exists in and of themselves, and therefore they are unable to present separateness of phenomena, which is a very fine concept about nature of reality of phenomena, as opposed to person and I. So anyway, because the two schools are unable to present separateness of phenomena, that is, emptiness of non-inherent existence of outer phenomena. This has implication about how they present the state of a Buddha. So they would believe Buddha has a Dhammakaya. They would also believe Buddha has a Rupakaya. But if you ask what that Rupakaya is, then Vipassika school says the body of the physical body of the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, was not a Rupakaya, but there is an element of a total extinction of all negativity that they say is Rupakaya. Whereas the second school believed not only is the element of total extinction of all defilements Rupakaya, the very body, the physical form of a Shakyamuni Buddha also they say is Rupakaya. Anyway, because they are unable to present selflessness of phenomena, they can't present, they can't give presentation of Sambhogakaya and a Nirmanakaya, which are divisions of Rupakaya.
네.
So, with regard to a citra matra, the mind on the school, do they present Dhammakaya and Rupakaya? And within the Rupakaya, do they talk about Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya? Yes, they do. And not only that, this school believes in what is called three ultimate vehicles. Three ultimate vehicles. Now, for example, a person enters Shabaka vehicle or a self-realizing and a self-realizer vehicle, Pratekibuddha and Shabaka vehicle. And whichever vehicle, which are two Hinayana vehicles, whichever of the two vehicles they enter, and upon reaching the end point of this vehicle, they achieve non-residual nirvana. That is, when they achieve nirvana, which is the end point, a nirvana called non-residual nirvana, that means their body has completely disappeared, their consciousness has, and everything has space to function at the state of nirvana. But when you achieve nirvana with the residue of these two vehicles, then before you actually die, physical death of the body, what you do is, as a practitioner on the end, who has reached the end point, you have the capacity to extend your life, increase your longevity, and then keep doing practices whereby they would enter Mahayana path. They would enter Mahayana path. Going through Mahayana path, then they would reach the stage of a Buddhahood. And of course, there is the third vehicle, which is the Bodhisattva vehicle or the Mahayana vehicle, who enter Mahayana from the start and go through the Mahayana path up to Buddhahood. So according to Chittamatra school, they say not all beings have the capacity to not all beings have the Buddha potential, capacity to become Buddha, because you know the nirvana without residue, when you achieve nirvana without residue, everything about you, physical, psychological components, cease to exist permanently. How could they achieve Buddhahood? According to the first two schools, the Vaishaka school, so Chanchaka school, and the Chittamatra school or the mind only school, they also posit what is called a sentient being without an iota of a virtue, a sentient being without a particle of virtue. Okay, virtue bankrupt, virtue. How can you say? Anyway, they posit a case of sentient beings who have not even a particle of a virtue, whose virtue have completely ceased. They are totally bereft of any virtue. Then, in their case, these three schools believe, in the case of beings with bereft of an iota of virtue, they believe, let alone achieving Buddhahood, such beings will not even succeed to achieve Nirvana. And that is because, why do they do that? That is because they are unable to posit a seamless or the timeless continuum of mental consciousness. A seamless continuum of consciousness which pervades all successive lifetimes a being has achieved. They somehow are unable to come up with that. Because of that, they come up with the idea of virtue bankrupt beings.
Tadine roju pegal Ani tatewa samchoba degeyo mare, mendeyo mande ani kujiva de tuviyo re, pe je degeyo re te kujibu de na. Ya kuge ani, yusen chamon se eja. Tindigi ta ya jamini bata. Ya sen deya ani, tashi jebe tela, yeji yebege senshi. Tumo maimi delinguni matrina ya, pa kurang muni, yebaji gawa. Tindu nebe ongi ta longshe dhubi ka senshi. Tenda laikku. Tindu yin jatogu ya male.
Tapeshi, longshe dhubi ka senshi.
Tashi kong loki jatogu, longshe dhubi ka senshi. Kazi, kaza. Ta, chachinshi. Sanjiji, chachinji taibu ya mungi ya sanji kumbu tuwano ya li nukujiroa wa dejato ya maare ya
Chapchinji?
Chachi
Chapchinji?
Chapchinji meishini di sanji kumbu ya tuwano ya
Chapchinji meishini lao?
Necha shido tumi yusum laji shini di jenji ongi ya sanji kumbu tuwano ya nipa di kunzu lojibiru ya maare kani sene Tsoro pi ti jasegi ten rao uni tsoro di nyusen chamu diya kukuru. Nyusen chamu diya yan tuji bija toga ya ma le.
Nyungsem chamu rao?
Nyungsem chamu, longsem chamu se.
Longsem chamu, longsem.
Nyuma nebe longsem chamu, nyusen chamu se. Kuru mi kora. Nyusen chamu ki chi, longsem chamu ki ni chi. Peki kaza, kari ma. Ta yin chi, yin
So now with regards to Sapastandika, the second highest school, they do not believe in three ultimate vehicles. The second highest school called the Sapatantrika Madhyamika do not believe in the concept of a three distinct ultimate vehicles which have their own ultimate goals. That this school believes there is only one ultimate vehicle, which is the vehicle of Mahayana. And they believe that all beings, all living beings in time will make it to Buddhahood, because all beings, they believe, have the potential to wake up to reality and, you know, then bloom or blossom. However, they have a unique position about their mind. They are not able to posit innate, extremely subtle wind and subtle mind, or innate synthesis of energy and subtle mind. They are not able to posit that. Why? Because they believe that mind, when it comes to mind, for that matter, when it comes to anything, when although they do not exist, what they call truly, totally by themselves, although mind and all things do not 100% exist from their own side, however, they do have, let's say, they do have an element of inherent nature in their existence. They do have an element of inherentness about them. So when you look for the mind, they say, when you analyze, when you look for the mind, you will end up finding the mind. So when you look for the mind, applying ultimate analysis, or what we call ultimate seeking analysis, this mind can withstand such an ultimate seeking analysis, and you will enter finding something that is mind. Therefore they believe mind has inherent nature. And so, because of that, they have a difficulty positing a special aspect of Sambhogakaya. Yes, they do believe in Sambhogakaya, but a special case of Sambhogakaya.
Chi tangji, ta denpa nyi xiawe, dhir kuzhu denpa tang, teta denpa nyi xiawe yungu re. Ta kuzhu denpa tang, teta denpa kaan yina yang, roji pe lu la, ta nye tobi, ta shi sawe tsena, nye gu re, kanyi rang tseni yi chu se la gu re.
So, according to this school, they make a distinction between true existence and inherent existence. They say, things do not exist truly 100% of their own accord. Nevertheless, they do exist inherently because they have an element of selfhood about each and every phenomenon. So that because whether it's a conventional truth or an ultimate truth, when you look for, with the analytical mind, when you look for what that thing is, you would end up finding, finding the stuff, you know, the stuff. They believe things have a core stuff about them, therefore, things have an inherent nature, and conventionally or relatively, they say things exist, therefore inherently.
Tanya tabi tade tsaye tse nye tsaye de kasne. Yu kurang la pena mei na midil mi stawra, mi matabi nye la midil dere tsaye. Tanya matabi ina kurang ijil tse toy.
So this school believes it's a dichotomy of partial fulfillment, existence from the object's own side, and a partial subjective labeling, labeling that phenomenon under that name. For example, to call a being, a sentient being, human, it can't be a human if the name human was not affixed. Yet, you cannot affix the label human on any other beings. The label human the label human can only be affixed with regard to a sentient being fulfilling certain criteria which deserves the label human. Only then does a human, for example, according to the school, exist.
Oh, that didn't change because demand is changing. Because demand, 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 because job already. 공이다네 타니에 점지 예바 마조데 타니에 밥이 따뜻해네 세네 예바지 요 요기야 마 타니에 밥 매바지 마니에바지 고기야 근데 이자 시탄지 데버트비 똥 시탄지 데미 랑이 티니지 마트 라지 마트 섬이야
So anyway, the point is, according to the second high school, kings have a partial inherent, kings have a partial core stuff, and therefore they have inherent nature, and then they, you know, they are worthy of being labeled the name, and then that king would function, perform various functions under that name effectively. However, according to the highest school, Prasangika school, nothing throughout time and space in the mundane or transmundane world exists inherently at all. Nothing throughout time and space exists in and of itself. So things exist only nominally, you know, things exist by way of being completely 100% labeled by the naming consciousness. Things by themselves, pure, impure, mundane or transmundane, do not exist at all 100% of their own accord. Nothing exists. Things exist purely under the sway, under the power of labeling consciousness. And therefore, nothing exists truly, nothing exists inherently, nothing exists intrinsically according to the school.
Oh,